Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Tommy Tucker taking the snaps, and Robbie Miller joins us now, president of Tangipahoa Parish. How you doing, Robbie?
Hey, doing great, Tommy. Y'all doing okay, buddy?
We doing all right. Yeah, is it Tangipahoa, Tangipahoa?
It's either way. Old-timers and new-timers say it both ways, so we don't argue about it. We just know who we are, and you can call us either way you want.
You the president of parish. I'm going to call it how you tell me to call it. Tell me what you want me to say.
I say Tangipahoa.
Tangipahoa. All right, we're going to leave the A off.
Yeah.
What kind of day was it? What kind of day was it in Tangipahoa Parish today?
Yeah,
what's the situation now?
For the most part, you know, cold and snow was beautiful. It was pretty calm. A few accidents here and there. People on the road, you know, not some, I mean, obviously we want people to stay off the road, but if you had to go somewhere, do it slow and moderately and you'd be okay. Some folks went a little too fast and had some issues. Matter of fact, caused a pretty substantial power outage on the north end, Ameet area.
Robbie, let me stop you for a second and say that again, because, man, I had a conversation with the lady from Clico about this, and I heard somebody say it earlier on WWL, and you don't need to be driving around. It's dangerous. And not only could you get in an accident, but you can screw people that are not doing anything wrong. They're just sitting in their home doing what they're supposed to be doing. And what happened? Go ahead and tell me.
And a person ran off the road, took out a power line, pretty significant transmission line. So a large portion of Ameet was out. They're bringing it back on right now. Thankfully, it's been, 7:30. So probably somewhere in a 3 or 4 hour time frame, which puts, you know, those Entergy guys at risk working this cold weather, the person who got in the wreck, you know, hopefully they're okay. And look, we get that sometimes you have to go do something, but look at the conditions, drive slow. Most roads have been driven on, driving the same path. But best thing, if it's not a must, and I don't know what those musts have to be, but, you know, stay home. And if you're sightseeing, if you want to see what the snow looks like, it's absolutely gorgeous. We believe it. I think it is. Just look around your neighborhood. Take a walk.
Exactly.
There's no reason to. You don't have to go drive anywhere because it looks exactly like that everywhere in the parish. So, and everybody's posting pictures, so later you can go back and watch, look at social media and see every section of the parish you want to see.
I've been trying to get that message across. And if you want to see something, just walk. You don't have to drive anywhere because, again, where you are pretty much in Tangipahoa Parish tonight is where you're going to be until what? Tomorrow night, pretty much?
Probably so. We think, tomorrow, obviously the snow is finished. It finished a little bit earlier today. So now it's, as people do try and get out, and we're still trying to make our efforts, see if we can get some salt to help melt it, and DOT doing some brine releases to try and melt it away a little sooner. We may be moving around by tomorrow afternoon. We're starting to see some pretty normal movement. If people would just drive slower too whenever they go, we can handle a little bit more traffic, but we just need to make sure that we don't get too carried away because it's single lane driving for the most part. It's not a lot different than rain. It's just every now and then you hit something that kind of gives you a little little wobble, and so you need to be ready for it, and we're not. It's nobody's fault. We don't do this.
I'm going to tell you what, Robbie, I think every public official that I've spoken to, including you, I think you guys were on top of this from the beginning of it, and I think that it all goes to planning. Tell me about a little bit about the preparation that you guys went through in Tangipahoa Parish to make sure that
sure.
you were ready for this.
Well, I can tell you the first thing was I got to give credit to the West Weather Service and Jay Grimes at GOSEP, weather forecaster there for GOSEP, dead on the money. Everything they said this time was almost to the hour of when the snow was going to get here, what the temps were going to be, what kind of snow it was going to do. There was going to be, you know, soft and flaky snow, and it was going to fall off the trees. It was going to fall off the power lines. It shouldn't do anything other than affect the roads. Told us it was going to be here roughly 6 a.m. this morning, and it was. Everything about it. So that gave us, you know, exactly what to prepare for, and it worked out. Our guys we went out about midnight on Monday night, Tuesday morning, and started salting our overpasses and bridges throughout the whole parish. DOT had been doing it with brine salt water during the day Monday. So between DOT and us, we got almost every road. Well, not we got them all done once, and some of them were done a couple of times before the snow hit. So we're in pretty good shape from that perspective. But where the snow accumulated, there's not a lot we can do about that, right? That's, you know, between there's Parish roads. There's like 1,200 miles of Parish roads. Well, there's no way we're gonna, you know, we can't salt the whole road. We can't push the whole road. We can't even move the snow till it stops, basically. So and we don't have equipment to push it, right? We don't have snow plows. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we kind of have to count on Mother Nature and the good Lord to heat us up so that our snow goes away.
We got to go. I'm going to play the governor's press conference for people in a couple of minutes here. Quick question, though. Did you, Charles, Robert, Tony, Anna, and Mason get out and play in that snow or not?
We separately, yes. Everybody played in it. I walked in a little bit, but they played in it. Our two grandbabies, Judah and Maisie. Maisie, she's only 2 months old. Mm-hmm. Judah's not a big fan. He likes snowballs being thrown out a window that he was sitting in, but he wasn't a big fan of being in it.
He got the got the most sense of anybody in the family. Thank you, Robbie. A pleasure.
You got
man.
It.
Take it easy and stay warm in Tangipahoa Parish. Robbie Miller,
all
president.
All y'all need us. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, sir. We'll take a break. Come back. You'll hear the governor's press conference, and you pick up some valuable tidbits when we return on WWL.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game, and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.